Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. This episode is brought to you by the Wedding Planning Blueprint Course, the new way to plan your wedding. I've been a professional wedding planner for almost 20 years now, and though nothing can beat the excitement of a wedding day, my favorite moments are sharing the real wedding planning experiences and tips that no one else is talking about. I designed this course to help take you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to educated and in control of your wedding plans. The course includes 24 lessons that are structured to help you first create your wedding planning foundation and then build upon it in an intentional way so that you don't make one of the most common and expensive mistakes, planning your wedding backwards. The newest feature in the course, Wedding Chat GPT, allows you to ask your wedding planning questions and get professional answers 24/7. The answers are pulled from the course content, which makes the responses reliable and actionable. This will be a true game changer, saving you time and money while you plan your big day. To see a full list of what's included in the course, head to planningcollective.com/WPB course. Working with a wedding planner would literally cost you thousands, but now you can have the expert advice and tips for under $150. And while the course is a steal, I do recognize that that's still an investment. Make sure you grab our free download, Expensive Wedding Planning Mistakes, and I can promise that that alone will save you the cost of the course. You can find our free guides at planningcollective.com, and I look forward to helping you plan your wedding. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today we're going to discuss something that I know most couples can relate to at some point, and that's wedding anxiety. Whether it finds you during the initial planning stages, waits until you're further along in the process, or something you're nervous about dealing with on the wedding day itself, it's super common to have some level of anxiety along the way. So today we're going to go over 6 ways that you can keep your anxiety in check, allowing you to enjoy the planning process and your wedding day. Number 1, anticipate your anxieties. While this might seem a bit obvious, I'm going to encourage you to get a little deep on this one. Whether you've experienced it yet or not, we all know that wedding planning can be stressful. Even if you have all of the checklists, planning tools, and a very supportive fiancé and wedding party, you're likely going to have some challenging moments along the way. Now, I don't say this to make you more anxious or stressed, but to recognize that it's totally normal and just a part of planning such a big event. If you have experienced anxiety in the past, or maybe you know that you don't respond well in stressful situations, this is where you can get ahead of it. Take some time to think back on past moments that you've had to deal with stress and anxiety and remember what it felt like. Were there signs that it was coming on or ways that you wish you could have handled it differently? If you could go back in time and give yourself advice on how to handle it, what would you say? Reflecting on past scenarios that have sparked similar stresses can really help you feel more in control when you find yourself in these situations again. For example, if you have a history of procrastinating on big projects and always seem to be pulling all-nighters in the days before things are due, make sure that you get ahead of it so you're not super crazed in the last month or week of the wedding. When you find yourself falling into the habit of procrastinating, think about how stressful those moments have been in the past and give yourself the gift of checking things off the list on time. Go ahead and put a post-it on the wall or print yourself a graphic on Canva to remind you that you are going to so appreciate it when it comes to the week of the wedding. And if this procrastinating example is maybe hitting home for you, make sure that you set due dates along with your checklist to help keep yourself accountable. Set the deadlines ahead of schedule if needed to help you with any inevitable delays. You can make weekly check-ins with your fiancé to make sure that you're on track with the big projects. And make sure you also keep your natural skill sets in mind when you're delegating the different planning tasks amongst each other. If one of you is better at Excel and the other is better with communications, embrace the roles in planning that will be easiest for you to tackle. Another example when it comes to anticipating your anxieties involves the budget. One of the most stressful things about wedding planning is the amount of money that can seemingly be constantly draining from your bank account. If you've listened to any other episodes of the podcast, you'll know how important getting a handle on the budget right away is. I won't dwell on this too much here. You can always go back and listen to past episodes for more specific budget tips. However, a great way to keep the budget anxieties away is to be generous with your miscellaneous category for unexpected costs. Having this set aside will make you feel so much better if you end up forgetting to budget for something that's important, and worst case, you have some extra cash in your honeymoon fund or to use after the wedding. And one final example of anticipating your anxieties is for those that may feel uncomfortable being in the spotlight. I can't tell you how many times I've had couples tell me that they just don't like being the center of attention and they're nervous for that on their wedding day. First off, that is totally normal and natural. However, the truth is, you and your fiancé will be the center of attention that day. For most, it might feel a bit awkward or uncomfortable, but it's not going to be something that keeps you away from having the wedding or keeps you up at night. However, if the thought of this makes your stomach completely flip in the worst possible way, maybe a big wedding isn't for you. You may enjoy a small, intimate wedding with just your immediate family much more than a larger event. Remember, it's your wedding. Do what feels best for the two of you. Number two, hire professionals. Your wedding team is going to be with you through some of the most stressful moments, and hiring wedding pros over family and friends or going the DIY route can be a real sanity saver. They'll help support you through the details that pertain to their services that you may be stressed out about and can be a sounding board for any questions or concerns that you're having while you're planning. They can also save you from very costly or time-consuming mistakes that are often made by couples. A perfect example for this would be hiring a DJ. I know it can be really tempting to think a Spotify list and a Bluetooth speaker is all you need for a great dance party, but there are very few scenarios where I would co-sign on this as an option for your reception. A professional DJ does much more than hit play, though, like supplying the equipment needed for both the ceremony and reception, walking you through your song selections, emceeing the event, troubleshooting any technical issues, and keeping the energy up in the room. If you decide to DIY your music, you'll need to take on all of this, plus source someone to be the one to set everything up and tear it down on the wedding day itself. You may be able to handle it, but it will definitely add to your to-do list and potential anxiety, so the savings may not be worth it. Remember, it's important to anticipate your anxieties when it comes to the wedding, and if having a lot of setup tasks to do on your wedding day gets your heart rate going, that's a perfect time to bring in the professionals. The other benefit of hiring pros for your wedding is that you can relax on the week or day of knowing that you've got a great team on your side. All the work that you did researching and hiring them will pay off when you know that you can just sit back and enjoy the day. Your team of professionals will be working together to get everything in order and are experienced in troubleshooting should anything come up. Number three, don't get caught up in compare and despair. We've all heard the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and this is definitely true when it comes to wedding planning. It's so easy to go down the Pinterest rabbit hole while planning, and it's inevitable that you'll be at least a little frustrated or even disappointed if your budget doesn't allow you to do certain things. Weddings are no different than cars, houses, or maybe wardrobes in that some people have millions to spend on these things and others, most of us, have much less. It's really important to not let yourself get caught up in this comparison game when you're planning, or you're going to feel disappointed in what you're able to afford, or you'll start your marriage off in massive debt by spending too much on the wedding. If you find yourself getting frustrated by constant comparison of your wedding to others, find some unique ways to make your wedding stand out from others that doesn't necessarily have to come with a big price tag. This will give you something specific to focus on, and it'll help keep that frustration at bay. Number four, get support. This one's going to look different for everyone, but it's definitely an important component of wedding planning. Before getting engaged, I think many people think that the wedding planning process is going to be a collaborative effort with both sides of the family and your wedding party. And while this might be true for some, it can be a shock to the system to realize that, and I say this with love, your wedding will not be everyone else's priority. I see it over and over again, posts of brides feeling alone in the planning process, even if they have a supportive fiancé and family. And this is so, so common. Planning a wedding can feel like you've added a full-time job to your plate in addition to all of your other responsibilities. And for most couples, one person takes on the bulk of the planning while the other takes a more secondary role. Even if the actual gap in responsibilities is minimal, that gap can feel significant for the one that's taking the lead, and it will often result in feelings of animosity and frustration. And of course, all of that can only increase wedding anxiety. But that's what we're here to avoid. So let's talk about a couple ways to feel supported if you find yourself in this situation. If you do have a group of family and friends that want to help, delegate certain tasks to them that you're okay letting go of. Keep a list of tasks that you would be happy to pass off or that you could use some extra help with. So when somebody does ask what they can help you with, you have this list ready. You can still set some expectations and have the final approval on any decisions, but if they can help you with some of the research or busy work, that would be extremely helpful. If getting hands-on support from family or friends isn't an option, try connecting with some other couples that are planning online. Sometimes all you need is a neutral opinion on something or even just someone to be as excited about the plans as you are. If that's the case, Facebook groups may be the perfect spot for you. While other social media platforms are great for tips and inspiration, the classic Facebook group can offer a great spot to actually converse with others going through similar struggles as you. And there are groups for everything. You can search for groups based on your location, your wedding theme, your wedding date, or pretty much anything else you can think of. You can join as many groups as you'd like and find the ones that feel most comfortable and safe for you to share your planning struggles in. Of course, I would love for you to join us in the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group, along with any others you need to make sure you're feeling supported. Number 5, make someone your contact person. This one is very specific to the wedding day itself. But the last thing you want on your wedding day is for everyone to be coming to you with questions. Definitely try to anticipate any questions ahead of time by providing your wedding party with as much detail as possible about the weekend. Send them the timeline for the day and make sure that they have all of the addresses and other information that they might need in advance. If you don't have at least a day of coordinator that you're working with, designate someone in your wedding party to be the main point person for you if any of your vendors have questions. Even if said person needs to come to you with all of the questions that they're being asked, it can feel less overwhelming having one person that you have a solid relationship with asking you these things over many people trying to track you down throughout the day. And if you're able, give someone in your wedding party your phone while you're getting ready so that you're not bombarded with silly little questions that can only add to the anxiety. You'll still be able to go back and see all the supportive texts and notifications, but if they can save you from stressful texts like the wedding party asking what time they need to be somewhere, even though you've told them at least 7 times already, that can really help save you from your anxiety spiraling. And finally, number 6. Learn how to just let it go. When I first wrote this, I was thinking specifically of things that pop up on the wedding day, but honestly, it can really pertain to pretty much everything when it comes to wedding planning. Of course, there are things that are important to you that you don't want to just let go of, but I think we can all admit that we've gotten hung up on things in the past that we really didn't need to. We've talked about picking your battles before in regards to the guest list, but it's not a bad concept to keep in mind throughout the rest of your plans. Again, there are obviously going to be some things that are super important to you, but if you're being honest, there are probably things that you can spend less time worrying about that will help you enjoy the planning process more. Keeping this in mind will help you make sure that you're spending your energy on the details that are important to you rather than burning yourself out on the smaller things. And when it comes to the wedding day itself, Keep focused on the fact that it's finally the day that you get to marry your best friend, and everything else is a bonus. Something goes off plan with every wedding. There are so many details involved, it's impossible for it not to. But these things are almost always so minor, you're likely not even going to notice. And it's definitely not worth getting worked up over. Keep the goal of the wedding day in mind, and the rest will be perfect. And there you have it. 6 ways to keep your wedding anxiety in check. Do you have any wedding planning questions that you'd like to have answered? Head on over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and ask them there. And if you found this podcast helpful, please take a quick second to rate and review on the platform you listen on. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.